On Thursday night, the Moffitt Cancer Center and USF's Contemporary Arts Museum are going to be presenting a symposium called Witnessing Cancer, Communicating Illness Through Visual Arts and Narrative. That intersection of art and illness is the subject of the work of one of the keynote speakers at the symposium, Megan Hildebrandt, a recent USF Master of Fine Arts graduate, as well as a former Moffitt patient. Megan, what really is the purpose of the symposium on Thursday night?
It's both an art opening to celebrate the opening of 15 drawings in the Stabile Center that were part of my thesis exhibition last year that explore my cancer experience in 2009 and 10. But the symposium part is to really open up a dialogue about how patients get through disease and how storytelling can factor into a person's experience of getting sick with cancer.
You mentioned the 15 drawings that are on display. How did art help you through your experience?
Let's see. Well, I was an artist before cancer. So for me, the only real way to get through the experience of being diagnosed at 25 was to just make work about it. It took me a while. It took me, I think, a year or so after getting into remission to really start making drawings about what I had been through. But once I did start making the work about this experience, I felt like I was actually mentally processing what had happened.
Describe your work for me. Does it kind of trace the path alongside? Are there dark periods and then lighter periods of, you know, success in treatment?
Yeah, definitely. Because just like I don't think anyone experiences chemotherapy as just darkness. There's moments of hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you're going towards remission. So it's not all dark, dreary, depressing. Humans want to hope. So there's definitely sort of like a landscape of emotions that are explored in it. And I guess like the real, even though the work is abstract, the story that kind of winds throughout it is the different emotional states you can be in when you're undergoing something like chemo and cancer.
When you were making these drawings, was it with the express purpose of getting the story out to other people or just getting out the story for yourself, expressing yourself?
I think it was just really for myself. It's definitely one of the most selfish projects I think I've ever made, but also the most clear self-portrait I've ever made because it was so for myself. I think it's, of course, like an artist always wants to think of other people looking at the work someday, but when you're in the making process of it, you can't think about audience because it'll just mess you up. So I very much just was in my studio making it for myself and really didn't know who would ever look at it.
For other patients, would you recommend the idea of, you mentioned the word storytelling before, if it's not art, if they express themselves in other ways, in music, in putting pen to paper, how important is that expression of what you're going through?
Well, I think there's more and more research now that's being done that says whatever your hobby is, you should just keep doing it as best you can when you get diagnosed with something and have to go through treatment. So, you know, maybe you're really into like building model trains. It just matters that you're able to like explore something and continue on some path of normalcy. So for some people, it might be like writing poetry. For other people, it might be making art, maybe directly about the experience, maybe not. And for other people, you know, just going to work every day is important because that makes them feel like, you know, they're getting through and they're able to not just lay on the couch all day. So I would say whatever helps you not do that.
And how are you doing now? It certainly looks like you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I got into remission in 2011 and I'm now pregnant with my first child, which is extremely exciting because as a lot of people probably know, fertility issues can be a really big challenge for cancer survivors that are in their 20s and 30s. So I'm doing great.
Are you starting to think of art as you trace through your pregnancy now as well?
Actually, totally. I am. My dad asked me the same thing.
And while I understand your art is obviously going to be on display, you're not the only speaker at Thursday night's event, right?
There's going to be three oncologists also that are speaking as part of the symposium, which I'm really curious to see the more like science medical take on myself and this other writer, women's studies professors, you know, more kind of creative academic explorations of cancer. I'm really excited to see their reaction as people who are in the room with people every day who have cancer.
Well, the symposium, Witnessing Cancer, Communicating Illness Through Visual Art and Narrative, takes place Thursday, March 28th at 6 p.m. with a reception at 7 p.m. The event takes place at the Moffitt Cancer Center Stabile Research Building on the campus of USF Tampa. Megan Hildebrandt, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.